JIS Radio presents highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade takes seriously its mandate to participate actively in various international fora in order to advance Jamaica's welfare. We continue to build on the respect and recognition gained by Jamaica in the international community. We are determined that Jamaica's profile on the global stage is not only maintained, but enhanced.
Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Arnaldo Brown. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade over the last 6 months continued its work to strengthen Jamaica's relationship with its regional and global partners, as well as embark on initiatives to enhance the country's diplomatic capacity. Jamaica participated in the 25th intersessional meeting of CARICOM, which was held in St. Vincent and the Grenadines in March. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller led the delegation to the high-level CARICOM meeting. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, reported that the meeting dealt with issues critical to the development of the region.
The meeting discussed the ongoing challenges posed by climate change, particularly as it affects small island states, noting the recent cases of flooding which occurred in the Eastern Caribbean last December. It was emphasized that the upcoming international meeting on SIDS in Samoa should be used to effectively channel the region's concern in the outcome documents.
Jamaica was also represented at the 38th meeting of the CARICOM Council for Trade and Economic Development, COTED, which was held in Guyana May 6 to 10. The meeting covered a range of issues, including the CARICOM Canada trade negotiations and a special session for engagement with the regional private sector.
As far as negotiations for the CARICOM Canada trade and development agreement is concerned, this was a principal item before us, with the aim of considering the state of the negotiations, providing guidance to the region's negotiators, and considering the way forward.
Senator Nicholson says CARICOM is committed to concluding a trade and development agreement with Canada. With the finalization of the agreement, the region could reap significant benefits, including expanded access to Canadian markets for CARICOM services and exports. Jamaica recently assumed the chairmanship of the Caribbean Development and Cooperation Committee, CDCC, for 2 years, 2014 to 2016. In April, Jamaica hosted the 25th session of the CDCC and the third meeting of the Caribbean Development Roundtable in Kingston. Among the conclusions and recommendations arising from both meetings was the need to secure partnerships to advance small island developing states' SIDS issues. These issues include the eradication of poverty and inequality and advocacy for inclusion of alternative indicators of development in addressing the vulnerabilities of SIDS. Visits and bilateral meetings are a useful mechanism for strengthening relations with key partners. A most notable visit was that of His Royal Highness Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex, and Her Royal Highness the Countess of Wessex. Brazil's Foreign Relations Minister, Alberto Figueiredo Machado, also visited the island during the first half of 2014. In a bid to strengthen diplomatic relations, a number of agreements were signed at the inaugural Brazil-Jamaica Joint Commission meeting. The agreements signed were in relation to air services, defense cooperation, and tax information exchange. There was also an exchange of notes on visas. Another major achievement for the ministry is a recent launch of its mapping survey project. The Mapping Jamaica's Diaspora project aims to identify through survey responses ways in which the diaspora can contribute to the development of Jamaica while also seeking to determine their needs and concerns.
The idea is that they are able to access the website that has been set up and they will go through that website, which is mapjadiaspora.iom.int, and they will fill out the survey there.
State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown. With the completion of the project, Jamaica will be poised to make even greater strides in its relationship with members of the diaspora. These are just some of the achievements of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade since the start of the 2014 calendar year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.